Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
It's Vision Radio. Yes, yes, yes. I'm Dave Colombo-Jenkins, and I'm joined by two incredibly special guests. We have Posai, and we have Annix, the return of Annix. But right now, it is upbeat season. We've been playing freshness from the upbeats for the last few weeks, and today is no exception. This is Still I Fall. Out this Friday. No, out this Thursday. Out today. When does the show run again? Still a fall, 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 fall. Something tells me there's more new stuff coming as well. That's beautiful. I love it when the upbeats go deep. And I love it when Annix and Posai are together. Now, we already know that you collaborated, and now you're collaborating on a whole show. But tell us about Wake Up, because this was one of my yamucks a few weeks ago. This is amazing. You can hear both of you in the track. You can hear Annix. You can hear Posai. Tell me about it. How did it come together?
It was an idea that Frank sent over. And we kind of had the kind of like funky idea, like a funk kind of sound. That was like the context for we added a few more bass sounds in and all the funk samples and all the little fills and stuff. And send it back to him. It was pretty straightforward, really. It didn't take too long.
Yeah, it worked pretty fast. This is Wake Up on Nexus.
Wake the fuck up. Wake up.
We'll be right back.
Wake up.
So that goes out to the Sleepy Massive, and now we're going to stay awake with this awesome remix. I remember we played the original of this last time we were on the show, Mike. And I got to say, like, that was my favourite ever show, ever, takeover that we did with yourselves and Hearst, because it was just dub central. And now we're back. We're back with a remix. Now, this is the VC remix, which came out around about the same time. But tell me about the collaboration with Joe Unknown, because you work with him quite closely, don't you?
Joe's he was a drum and bass MC back in the day, that's where we met in drum and bass scene, and then he went off and did his own thing, and then we kind of ended up coming back together in the end and doing stuff again, and we just bounced off each other really well, and I'll get a little idea started and he'll do a verse and I'll bounce off that, and it works quite well. So.
Oh, I love it, very complimentary. He brings out the rawness in you, and I think you bring out an edge in him as well. It's great. And then VC is the perfect remixer for this, because I know he loves the heavy stuff. Big up VC as well. Yes, time for a dub.
Yeah, this is Bosai and Joe Byrne, Bun It Up. It's been a dub forever. I've been playing it in all my sets, and the crowds always really love it. I played Red Rocks this weekend, which was sick. Shout out to Off the Trees for getting me there.
Go on.
And the crowd reaction to the song was amazing. And I should release it. So now I'm forcing myself to release it. Putting it on the show, now I have to.
Yes, go on. You're manifesting that. Huge shouts. Huge shouts to Joe Byrne as well. This is vibes.
Yeah, I met him at Balter Festival. Like, a friend of his told me that I should meet the best rapper. And I shook his hand and I was like, hell yeah. And then checked him out and I was like, I have to get you on this song. And then he absolutely killed it on this. So, yeah, looking forward to releasing this.
Amazing, amazing. That was a magical Balter. That was a life-changing Balter for me. And I didn't realize Joe was Welsh. Like, we are the home of amazing MCs. More than people would realize, I think, really. So, yeah, massive shouts to all Welsh MCs. This is Bun It Up. Run the dance hall, sit here, where I can't tell. General, but them where they can't run. Fast door like this, the sharp boy. Run it up, run the dance hall, sit here, where I can't tell. Run it up, run the dance hall. General, but them where they can't run. Run it up, run the dance hall.
son. Sit here in prayer, can't stand. General, when the boy they come from. Fast door like this to shop boy. Bandy top, he run the dance hall. Sit here in prayer, can't stand. General, when the boy they come from. Fast door like this to shop boy. Bandy top, he run the dance hall. Sit here in prayer, can't stand.
Yes, back onto the Annex bangers now. So this is a huge collaboration. Tell us all about this one, man.
I think it started off as like a kind of the tech, like a techno kind of idea, just like the fourth wall kick thing. And yeah, we were trying to finish it off, getting stuck with where to take it after the drum bass drop. Kind of, you know, where does it progress after that? And sending it to Face, like, what do you think of this? And he was up for working on it, and yeah, just kind of came together. Another one that just kind of came together quite quickly and had like a thick, kind of had a theme.
I love this.
Quick, and yeah.
I love the barking on this and everything. And again, you can really hear, you can hear you guys, and you can hear Face in there as well. I didn't know, because when I got sent these tracks, all it said was dogs. So I wasn't too sure if Frank was in the mix as well, because it's kind of got a quirkiness that I could definitely hear this in a post-size set when you're going hard, Frank.
Yeah, hell yeah. I played this.
Ah, go on. There we go. Go on. I won't talk over it any longer. This is Dogs. Gonna bark all day, little doggy. Oof.
And then more dubs.
Yes.
I don't have a release date for this yet, but it's like 99.9% finished. It's called Fuego Maquinista. I love playing this out as well. I love the drums.
Yes.
And, I'm just waiting for artwork and then set a release date.
Amazing, amazing. This can stay on dub for a long time as far as I'm concerned. I was very lucky to be given this by you at the start of the summer season. So every single gig I've played, the mix I've made, this has been like a centerpiece kind of tune on it. It was one of my favorite dubs.
Nice.
And also, because I'm on a bit of a kind of hate campaign for vocals from a certain sample company, and you twisted that on me, because after months of playing it, you turned around
and
said,
it as well.
Yeah, sorry, these vocals come from Splice as well. But I really like the tune, so you put me in my place, and I need that from time to time.
Fuego. Yay, Mach.
I
Right, so this is Annex Dimsey, Elastic Band.
Yeah.
Four door drop, big 44 on my block. Bus galore, you ain't gonna know he scored. He slammed off course. Bangs and engines roar. I need me a meal right now. Let me run it up now. Till then, man's gonna feel poor. Four man deep in a four door truck. Careers on the line, but man's at war. Boss gonna sweep his face with a broom. Horrible man, he loves that chore. I'm way back, I'm getting to the war. Clip on the side, Mac 4-4. Got new music, I wanna tour. Girls in jail when they got him on tour. I start my day with a cup of tea. Where's my RZA? I'm trying to build weed. He's talking a lot now, my man's weed. I share with a fam, I don't know about greed. I'm reading memes on my Insta feed. Those boys are rash, you're dying cheap. With the G-Log, so now we made it glee. Glee. Hyped him up, then I heard folks bind him up. He was doing way too much, then throwing them, diced them up. In the coldest band or rough them days, packs we diced them up. Them man a twat, you're gullible. Flip that shank, then colour you. When I get pissed off, I'll gut him. I don't care if there's a lot of you. 6, 7, 4.
I was going to ask you to tell me about Dimsey because I'd never heard of Dimsey before. But
he's from 667, like the rap group from South London.
Right,
they kind of like sparked the UK drill thing. What, wow. 2000, maybe 2016, 2017, like kind of when UK drill was kind of popping off. They'd done stuff with Gigs and those guys.
Massive, go on. So that's some proper cross-genre fusion. And now we're on to this. So which one have you picked this? Why have we got Vital Hostage in the mix right now?
I picked this because I love playing this out. It's so silly and disgusting.
Yes.
I just love this kind of drum and bass.
Yeah, go on.
Shout out to Vital. This is his track named Hostage.
Let her go. She's not involved. She's not involved.
I don't want her. Only you.
Let her go. She's not involved.
Okay, so now we've got another special one from you, Postlight, and I still can't work out how you even know about this tune, because I think you were probably about 2 when this came out in 1998, maybe even younger or something like that.
Yeah, I have like this folder of acapellas, and this one was in there. That's how I know it.
I mean, I remember this when I was early raving at a place in the Hippo Club, and it was divisive back then. It's so squeaky, and so, I mean, this is Belgian Jump Up before Belgian Jump Up was even a thing, like, just squelchy, squeaky weirdness.
Yeah, true.
People hated it, even people either loved it or hated it. I loved it because I could see how much people were hating on it. This is such a sick bootleg. Do you think this will ever see the light of day?
Yeah, I'm going to start a Patreon and I'll give this away when I do.
Sick, there you go. You heard it here first, gang. This is 666 Alarma, Post Eye on the bootleg.
Yes.
Right, another collaboration from yourself. So you do love a collaboration, don't you?
Yeah, I think it just keeps things a bit more exciting.
Yeah, definitely when you're working with someone like Matthews as well. So this is Shai Hulud, and this ended up actually charting in the UK Hit Parade, didn't it, recently? Hit Parade, wow, I sound like a boomer. Number 57, I think?
Yeah, I wasn't really expecting a tune like that, I guess because it was like that, kind of like, you know, everyone kind of buzzes for like one day and then a week later they've moved on.
Yeah, that such is the nature of drum and bass and this music in general. But I think that, you know, that's got to be significant in terms of kind of just making a bit of an impression and sales and making a noise in a very, very noisy market. That's amazing, I think. So huge shouts to yourselves and Matthews as well. This is Shai Hulud, chart topper.
Shout out June. This is a unofficial remix by April of my song Misfits, and I really like it. I made a little edit out of it, and I need the world to hear this. So shout out April.
Wow, go on. I would have said après, so I was going to mispronounce that. April.
True.
Well, this is wicked. Really, really cool. So it's your own edit of their bootleg of you. Sick.
Yeah.
material few. Who, in purchasing and studying this material, becomes a pawn for these.
Okay, so we're not allowed to say anything about this one now, are we?
Yeah.
Sounding absolutely sick.
And then a little throwback to my own song, For Your Eyes, been out for a little bit on my label, OK.
Featuring you on vocals?
No, this is Splice.
I thought you sang along to this as well, or did it start off with you on falsetto?
No, that's Phantoms.
Oh.
That's the next one.
Oh. So now this one is featuring you on vocals.
Yes, and Lisa Dries. I closed my set at Red Rocks with this as well.
Yes.
I'm very proud of this song. I love the vibe. And I wanted to play it again. So this is Posai featuring Lisa Dries, yeah. Phantoms. Out on my label. Okay, let's go.
Go on. Amazing. This is more than okay. This is sick.
You're looking at a phantom, you're
Released on Nexus. Two new guys, you know, when like two new producers come around, this is like, wow, like we're shit kind of thing, you know, like we gotta get better.
Right, so these people are keeping you on your toes.
Yeah,
is this what you're saying? Okay, so tell us about this one then.
Yeah, now came out on Nexus a few months ago, I think. Earlier this year, I think. Didn't do amazingly, but just wicked tune, and really good to put it out.
So yeah, this is amazing. It's called Key Smash.
Key Smash.
Yes, and then another little throwback. I've collabed with my friends, Not Yes, Job and Forty.
Mm-mm.
This is Lynchpin, and I really love this riff.
Yeah, this is such a heavy one. Big up Flex Out as well. Earlier this year, we played many of the tunes from the compilation that this is on. Loving the breaksy, garagey vibes.
Yes. We'll be right back.
Right then, Mike, introduce this track.
Face bootleg of Joe Unknown Ride. It was just cool to see such a crossover of styles kind of work together. You wouldn't expect it, but that works really well, I think.
Yes, definitely. I'm getting real Prodigy Breathe vibes on this with a little touch of Idols in the mix as well. So much aggression. This is amazing.
Futuristic fast frame pictures on my PlayStation 4. Shooting kids online past his time, but my girlfriend. I like my girlfriend, like. I think a lot about who I think I should be, then get very fucking angry at who I'm not. Life's confusing. Let us not cry over spilt milk, but if you spill the whiskey, it will get violent. For all is well, photo for a glass of Black Label. I don't do red. I spend away days far too often. Some could say it's become a problem, but problem I see not. I like to participate in life's little edge. From time to time I take a little ride over the edge. Way up left, change lanes. Love's high, hate's taste. Staying down, can't escape. Let me loose, break the cage. Fuck is this? Not yourself, shattered glass. Someone else, no one cares. No one helps, broken stairs. Climbing cells. So good friends of a life. I've got scars last longer than the memories we'd had. I'm not sure if it's me, my dead back is inside. I can't breathe on the lungs that I've nearly collapsed. I need free just to get me to the place of the black. I can't scream cause the voices are not shouting me back. These day dreams are just nightmares. I'm caught in a blue trap. This no bleeds down the face of all narcotics I've slapped. I can't breathe, am I? Spend away nights getting twisted. Hedonistic sex-like pictures on my iPhone 12. Posting pics online passes time, but my girlfriend hates it. I heard your girlfriend fakes it. I think a lot about where I should be, then get very fucking happy with where I am. Life's a dream.
Okay, it's another one from yourself now, Frank. Tell us about this one.
Yes. So last Friday, I played Minneapolis with Turning On Sound at the Granada Theater. And I did this remix for them a couple months back. And I've been playing it every show as like my second track to play. And it immediately wakes up the crowd. I'm very happy with this song. So this is Turning On Sound, Chatter Scatter, Bosai Remix.
Sick!
Bye.
tell us about this one coming in now, Mike?
It's a forthcoming Nexus dub out next year. Just love how crazy it is and how ridiculous it is.
Definitely. This is Red Pill, Blabba EXE. This is my Yamuk of the week.
So, yet another throwback.
Tell us about this one. Was this earlier this year or last year? It was last year, wasn't it?
This was last year, yeah. Definitely, on Deadbeats. Still very much in love with the drums. And every sound system just does these well, which is very nice. So yeah, this is Yugatu, 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 a.k.a. YGT, 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 by me.
Yes, go on. Right, okay, we can't say too much about this one. So, Mike, I'll let you squirm with the details.
It's an idea we're working on with Joe. It's another kind of like mishmash of styles. Not sure what we're going to do with it yet, but yeah, I just wanted to play it on the show.
Yeah, I'm really, really, really feeling this, and I love this fusion. This is the kind of fusion that I come from originally, my first musical passion. And it deals with a subject matter that's familiar to me. This is Vibes.
There's lines on the side, there's some blood in my lungs. She gave me cocaine when I begged for love.
It's the reload. Wow, and I wonder which one we're going to reload from all of the bangers that we've just been playing over the last 50 or so minutes. It's been an immense show, and we've still got a couple of tunes left to go, including this one. This is the Matthews remix of himself. He's celebrating 10 years of his album Emulation on Critical, which is pretty cool. Thank you so much to everybody who gets involved with the reload, who supports us on Patreon, sends us music, and does all that cool stuff, but especially the Patreon massive. Anyone who gets involved in Patreon for anybody's Patreon is an absolute G, and that is scientifically proven. This is Emulation, which is another scientifically proven banger.
Big style change. I selected this song because I just love the vibe on this and the simplicity in the drop. I just love that. That's all, actually. So just listen to it and enjoy it. This is Notion, Feel Like Me.
Love this. So I think we needed to calm down a little bit after some of the bangers that we've had on this show. Amazing. Thank you so much. Alex, thank you for joining us and thank you for all the dubs. I hope you've enjoyed yourself.
Thanks for having me.
Brilliant. Go on. Awesome. And Posai, Possage, Frank, any name that I choose to call you. Like, thank you very much. It's been a great show.
Hell yeah. And to close it off, a fan of mine reminded me of my collaboration with Former, titled Lore, and I hadn't thought of that song in ages, so thank you. I forgot your name, but we're closing the show with it because of you. So,
yeah, come on.
This is Poseidon Former, Lore, and goodbye. See you next week.
Yes. Ciao, ciao. Ciao, ciao. Right, those tunes have got me pretty riled up, to be honest, and I'm in a bit of a bad mood. So who's up for a fight in the car park?
No, Dave.